The Lost Summers of Driftwood, written by Vanessa McCausland and read by Emily Tahini. Phoebe traced the straight line of the horizon with her finger, the sun sinking over its lip. She could almost smell the salt from the deep blue sea. She cropped the image tight and added hashtags, hashtag champagne moments, hashtag island holiday. The couple in the photo were in sharp silhouette, his broad shoulders offset by the elegant slope of her hat, a bottle of champagne between them. She was the gatekeeper of perfection. The champagne house, Jouet et Allo, was aspiration in a bottle. It was her job to make sure the brand's social media accounts reflected the joie de vivre of the wine. Polo parties filled with young people laughing, picnics in fields of purple lavender, girls in tilted hats with balloons, and always a glass in hand and the promise that there was a beautiful life out there somewhere. This will be me soon, she thought, and pressed upload. Her last post to Instagram for the day. She glanced at her watch, nearly 4:30 p.m, half an hour until Nathaniel was due to arrive. Phoebe's heart swooped in expectation. They would take a cab straight to the airport, maybe have a quick drink at that nice new bar with the mirrors before boarding. Then they would be on their way to Hawaii. Joy fizzed inside her. How long had it been since she'd felt like this? There had been so many dark days and darker nights, but now things would get better. Things would be perfect. Kate, her boss, twisted the gold bow at the neck of a champagne bottle she placed on Phoebe's desk. Well, here's your holiday gift. I saved one of the vintage limited editions for you. Don't forget to take a stunning pic and upload it. She lowered her voice. Maybe just after Nathaniel. You know what? Thanks, Kate. Phoebe's face grew warm and she smoothed her dress over her knees. Kate cocked her head. Oh, you're so excited. Her expression shifted. You deserve it, Phoebe, after everything you've been through. Sometimes it feels like this fantasy world they peddled was all that was keeping the sadness away. She clung to its flimsy beauty, even when it didn't feel real. Lucky you, he's early, said Kate, straightening abruptly and holding up the bottle of champagne towards Nathaniel. He was wearing the new clothes they'd bought for the trip. Phoebe smiled, seeing the crisp white of his shirt. He was usually in sweaty activewear. She tried to catch his eye to exchange a little glimmer of anticipation, but his eyes only skimmed hers as he took the bottle from Kate, nodding with approval. Thanks, Kate. Very nice. Very nice indeed. Phoebe got up from her desk and moved towards him. I'm glad you're early, she squeezed his shoulder. I know how you get about missing planes, he said. Everything has to be running like clockwork for my Phoebe. She rolled her eyes and ignored the tone in his comment and tried to focus on the fact that he was smiling and pulling her towards him as he said it. He planted a quick kiss on her lips. You ready to relax? We'll be lying on a beach soon with not a care in the world, he said. I so need this. I can't believe it's finally happening. Well, we've planned it down to the wire, so it better be happening. He shook his head and laughed, his eyes soft with affection. Come on, let's get out of here.